Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Actually, this was actually an interview that we had to reschedule from yesterday. Joining me is Adam Levick, who's the editor of CAMRA. What is CAMRA? It is the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting and Analysis. He's from the CAMRA UK. And looking at UK-Israel relations, can diplomatic pressure, like trade sanctions, influence Israel's military decisions? Good morning. How are you, Adam?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. So do you think that diplomatic pressure, such as trade sanctions, can influence Israel's military decisions? And should they?
Well, first of all, no, they shouldn't. Israel is an independent country, and they don't take orders from the British Prime Minister or the British Foreign Minister. What we're seeing now is the accumulation of misinformation about the war that began almost immediately after October 7th, whereby the victim, the Israeli victims, were turned into the perpetrators almost immediately.
Yes.
Even a couple days ago, Tom Fletcher from the UN Humanitarian Aid Agency falsely stated that within the next 48 hours, 14,000 babies in Gaza will die if they don't get sufficient aid. Now, that was immediately debunked by several people, but that 14,000 baby story still percolated in the media for 48 hours. Now, this, of course, happened after the announcement by the British government to suspend trade negotiations with Israel. But it's stories like that I think have a large impact on the decisions by the British government regarding Israel and Gaza. And it's very unfortunate.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think priority, if it's military, I don't know. I mean, it's not like Israel. Often Israel is compared to South Africa, and it is a completely false narrative. There's nothing like apartheid in Israel. How do we fight that? Because I mean, even recently, Adam, we had a diplomat here who went on a fact-finding mission to Israel and came back and was vilified and bullied, because apparently we're not allowed to go on fact-finding missions either. So how do we fight false narratives, if not with the truth?
Well, you know, there's no kind of secret sauce. There's no easy way. But I think anybody who's truly open-minded, and they take a really, non-emotional, critical look at Israel, and you see the fact that over 2 million of Israel's 10 million population are Arab citizens of Israel with full rights. They serve in all levels of Israeli government and civil society. And they're, Arab Israelis are disproportionately found in medical professions. So the claim of apartheid in Israel is just demonstrably false if you know anything about Israeli society other than what you read in the mainstream media. But the apartheid lie is even more insidious if you're talking about Gaza, because, I mean, as you know, Israel captured Gaza in 1967, which was at that point being occupied by Egypt. And they left the territory completely in 2005. So since 2005, Palestinians have been running their own affairs in Gaza, and to some degree, running their own affairs in the major Palestinian population centers in Judea and Samaria, known as the West Bank. So the apartheid libel starts with, I think, a profound ignorance about Israel, Israeli history, and Palestinian history. And I think the canard breaks down upon critical scrutiny. The problem is, of course, people hold on to their ideological prior beliefs with a death grip, and it's hard for them to let go of it. But what we do at CAMRA is we continually push the facts, the truth. There is such thing as truth. There is such thing as history. And there's no easy way to do this, but just plugging away and pushing back against lies with facts. And that's all that we can do.
Yeah. Adam, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much. And thank you for doing what you do. Adam Levick serves as co-editor of CAMRA UK. CAMRA stands for Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting and Analysis. I'm Kathy Kayla. This is The Morning Mayhem. I just want to say before I sign off, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I will be back on your radio tomorrow. Thank you to this amazing support team, to Nonbuatan News, to Senapa Betsy, who is our producer, our hotshot producer, and to Vusi Masenga for pressing all the buttons, and of course to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I'll be back on your radio tomorrow morning as we all await the return of Howard Feldman.